would it follow from that that you should automatically buy stocks that you're familiar with?
You don't necessarily have to, remember, you never have to necessarily buy. I mean, you could also sell. I mean, people don't really realize that, you know, stocks go up and stocks go down. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the people in the media have brainwashed people into the idea that things are only good when the market's going up. Well, you know what? I've done pretty well when the market has gone down. You have to see it's a two-way street. And the quicker that you understand that, the better. But yes, if you're going to start investing in stocks, whether it be on the long side or the short side, your first best area to invest in is the area that you're presently working in. That's where we start our universe. Our universe won't just be stuck with that. We will add other things in. But it's so hard to sit there and start off with an area that you know nothing about, because you've got to familiarize yourself with the industry. And then you've got to familiarize yourself with all the different stocks in the industry. Then you got to understand how to trade. And then you have to put that all together. If we can eliminate one of those steps to get us started, we can get to the other steps and gain some experience there a lot quicker.
Well, we're talking about learning here. And one simple question I have for you is, should I try to learn all this on my own from what I can read in books or from websites? Or do I need help? Do I need instruction?
I'd love to say, you know, that everyone needs instruction, but that's not true. There is a minority of people, a small amount of people, that can actually learn a lot from good books, from magazines, and some just have, you know, an innate ability to do well here. But by and large, that's not true. So for the other 97% of the people, you're better off going ahead and doing what you did to get to where you are in your chosen field. You went to school. Did you just read books or did you go take classes? You went and took classes. After you graduated college and you got that first job, were you the CEO day one? No, you had to start off at a lower level. You had to learn under this person, and then we're going to teach you this. And that's the best way of learning. And I would suggest, yeah, going out, getting some classes. The people who are teaching the classes will always give you good books to read. You know, if it's a good class, a good instructor, he'll know the best books out there. Save yourself time, effort, energy, and money. Do it the right way. Invest in your education. It'll save you headache, heartache, and wallet ache later.
Let me pick up on one phrase there, the phrase good instructor.